You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Many Americans are clearly seeing their way to help those who save the nation, but have lost their sight. There are about 120,000 blinded veterans in America today, and that number grows by 5,000 a year as veterans return from current conflicts without their precious eyesight, and as veterans of other eras lose their vision to age-related eye diseases. They can all find help and hope through an organization founded in 1945, the Blinded Veterans Association. Its services are free to all veterans, not just members. Its field representatives are blinded veterans themselves, who counsel other blinded veterans and their families. They also act as role models and link veterans with services, rehabilitation training, jobs, and other benefits. In addition, blinded veteran volunteers work out of VA medical centers, providing counseling and information, and demonstrating how to use equipment designed for the blind. To learn how BVA can help you or how you can help it, call 1-800-669-7079 or visit www.bva.org.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Now we got the group.
Welcome back. This is Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back to the second hour. We've got a lot more coming up this second hour. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Lynn, are you there?
I'm here, Michael. And
good.
Guess
Let's
what?
Talk about Father's Day.
You're going to let me read it?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll
absolutely.
Read it. Okay, this is interesting. It's a little history lesson about the origination of Father's Day. Is that a word, origination?
Well, sounds good. It can work like that.
Okay.
Make it new.
Here we go.
We create the word.
All right. Father's Day history. Like Mother's Day, Father's Day has a history that goes beyond greeting cards. The first known Father's Day service occurred at the Williams Memorial Methodist Episcopal Church South in Fairmont, West Virginia, on July 5th, 1908, thanks to the efforts of Grace Golden Clayton. Mrs. Clayton had asked her pastor, Dr. R. Thomas Webb, if a Sunday service could be held to honor fathers. While missing her own dad, who had died in 1896, she especially wanted to have a service in remembrance of the over 200 fathers who had died in the Monongah mining explosion that occurred a few miles south of Fairmont on December 6th of the previous year. And that was the worst mining disaster in U.S. history, killing more than 360 men and boys and leaving about 1,000 children fatherless. Although the Fairmont service was the first known to honor fathers, it did not turn into an annual event, nor was the idea promoted at the time. Several other people across the nation had similar ideas throughout the years, but Mrs. Sonora Smart Dodd is credited for being the one to popularize it, starting events that led to Father's Day becoming a U.S. national holiday. Her story began as she sat listening to a Mother's Day sermon in 1909. Mrs. Dodd thought that it might be nice to honor fathers as well. Her father, William Smart, had raised his six children all alone on his farm in Washington after his wife died giving birth to their sixth child. Mrs. Dodd proposed to the Spokane Ministerial Association and the YMCA that they celebrate a Father's Day. She chose the 5th of June because it was her father's birthday. The idea received strong support, but the good ministers of Spokane asked that the day be changed to give them extra time to prepare sermons on the unexplored subjects of fathers. The first Father's Day in Spokane, Washington, was observed on June 19, 1910, which was the third Sunday in June, and became an annual event there. Soon, other towns had their own celebrations. In spite of widespread support, Father's Day did not become a permanent national holiday for many years. The first bill was introduced in Congress in 1913, but in spite of encouragement by President Woodrow Wilson, it did not pass. In 1966, Lyndon Johnson issued a proclamation designating the third Sunday in June to honor fathers. Finally, in 1972, when President Richard Nixon was president, Father's Day was signed, a law declaring that it be celebrated annually on the third Sunday in June, and it has been an official permanent national holiday ever since. And that's it in a nutshell. That's
so
fast
it came on
reading.
In 72. I didn't know that.
It's actually 1909 is when it was conceived.
I didn't
so which
know that.
Came first, Mother's Day or Father's Day?
Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Wait a minute. They tell me they had a Mother's Day, but they didn't have a Father's
right.
That's
Day? That's what the whole thing
at
was
one
about.
Time. Yeah.
So anyway, I think we're going to go to break.
No,
oh, no,
yet.
We're not. No break. We have our guest caller calling in. Yeah.
We have a problem right now, so stay around.
Oh, yeah, meanwhile, yeah. I rushed through that.
Yes. It wasn't recorded.
What wasn't recorded?
What you just did.
Oh, well, that's okay. As long as they heard it. Could they hear
well,
it?
Well, you heard it.
Oh, all right. That's all right.
I don't know how many other people heard it.
Oh.
Well, is the problem fixed?
So I rushed through it.
We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
World Services for the Blind empowers people who are blind or visually impaired in the United States and around the world to achieve sustainable independence. Since 1947, we have served more than 13,000 individuals from all 50 states and 58 countries. From Braille and home management skills to orientation and mobility, World Services for the Blind's Life Skills Training Program prepares clients to live independently. Located on a full city block in Little Rock, Arkansas, our campus includes dormitories and independent living apartments that give clients a fully immersive experience. If you think people who are blind or visually impaired can't work in today's high-tech society, think again. World Services for the Blind's technology-based career training programs prepare graduates to thrive in the modern workplace as programmers, IT professionals, assistive technology instructors, and more. Learn more at wsblind.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialist and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that, upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. And the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
Okay. May I introduce our next
Absolutely.
Guest? Absolutely. All right. Well, I'd like to introduce, we have on the air, Jerry Munden. And Jerry is calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. And Jerry is the founder of the Blind Independence Diabetic Group. Hello, Jerry. Welcome.
Hey, Evelyn and Michael. How are y'all doing?
We're fine. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm very well.
Jerry?
Great Father's Day and special times with my 3 children.
Aw. Happy Father's Day.
How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing very well, Michael. How are you doing?
Not bad. So tell us about...
BID.
Yes, tell us about diabetes, because a lot of folks
blind independence
that are listening
group.
To this show right now have diabetes.
And they're
or
blind.
Because, and they're blind, or if they're not blind, they have diabetes, and if they're blind, they may be getting diabetes because if they're eating wrong. So tell us a little about what you do.
Well, there's a lot there, Michael. A lot of people in the United States are diabetic. Statistics show 29.1 million people are diabetic. 5.3 of those are either blind or vision impaired diabetics. I've been diabetic myself for 45 years, and I'm passionate about helping folks that are vision impaired to live healthy lives with diabetes.
So you've been diabetic for 45 years. Wow.
That's correct.
And I bet in the beginning.
Type 1.
And it wasn't.
Oh, you're type 1.
I am.
Oh, I'm a type 2. I've been diabetic since.
How is it different, type 1 and type 2?
Oh, explain the difference between to my wife what 1 is, the difference between 1 and 2.
Type 1, generally, a person is diagnosed at a young age. It could be as an infant or a young person or a teenager, typically. What happens, type 1, the pancreas stops working altogether, and that type 1 person has to inject insulin. Type 2 diabetes generally is adult onset, and oftentimes the person still has insulin being developed by their pancreas, but they're resistant, so they have to modify their lifestyle, either cut back on eating, become more active, sometimes take oral diabetes medicines.
So why did you start the Blind Independence Diabetic Group?
Well, I was working for a company as vice president in the diabetes field, mm-hmm. making diabetes meters and strips, mm-hmm. and this is about 10 years ago. There was one company that made a product, a glucose meter for the blind. It was Roche, and they decided to take that market, that meter from the market, the VoiceMate, and the blind associations asked all of the meter companies if they would make a fully accessible meter for the blind. Unfortunately, they said no. The president of the company that I worked for, his grandfather was a blind diabetic, and we said yes, and we worked for a long time, for about a year, with the National Federation of the Blind, the American Foundation for the Blind, the American Council, and the Blind and Vets and others, and we created the Prodigy Voice Meter, which is the only fully accessible meter for the blind. Through that, I had the opportunity to write a regular monthly newsletter and met a lot of friends that are living with diabetes and blindness, and that became a passion. The company received accessibility awards for their meter, and I received a bulletin award from the NFB for my personal service, reaching out to folks that are blind and diabetic. Met a lot of friends, and I have a passion to help people have products that enable them to live as healthy as possible.
Well, that's very interesting.
If I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is Gary, Jerry.
Jerry, if I may, diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of blindness today. Am I right?
You are right.
So everybody needs to watch the diabetes because it can make you go blind.
Basically what happens, diabetic retinopathy, the blood vessels in the back of a person's eye, if their blood sugar is uncontrolled, after a period of time, those blood vessels will burst and cause pooling in the back of the eye and cause partial loss of eyesight, or if it's untreated, it can cause total blindness.
Jerry, tell people about the nationwide peer support groups that you've networked together. What is that all about? How do they become part of these support groups?
A couple of things we did, making the fully accessible meter available through a sponsor that sponsors the Bond Diabetes Group. And also, we have Audible training materials that are available for people to listen to on the basics of living with diabetes and blindness, mm-hmm. How to check your blood sugar with a glucose meter that's fully accessible, how to eat healthy, how to become more active, a host of other questions that people can listen to and learn we have a peer support group that meets Fridays at 1 o'clock Eastern for 45 minutes, and people come on from around the country to talk about what they learned in the Audible training. Typically, it's 15 minutes of training, and we just discuss it, and we learn together how to skin the cat of living a healthy life with diabetes and blindness.
Jerry, we have a caller that has a question for you. Would you like to take the question?
Absolutely.
Okay, we have KJ calling in from Orlando. Hi, Kelly. Well, meet Jerry.
Hey,
Jerry,
how are
Munton.
You? Hi, Kelly.
I have a question. Do you, for people that are not able to afford the Prodigy meter, do you have any programs where they, and their, like, their insurance won't help them, won't approve them to get it? Do you have any programs for them to get it for free or low cost?
Well, the company that sponsors what we're doing is U.S. Med, and I can give you the phone number, and you can ask them directly. Most of the people that we work with are on Medicare or private health, but that's a good question, Kelly. I can give you the phone number and ask them. They're a large group, and they're helping a lot of people.
Okay. Give me a second. Let me do a note. And you said it's called U.S. Med?
Yeah. Either that or you can call me, either one, whichever's most convenient for you.
Why don't you give her your number, Jerry?
Give her your number, Jerry.
Give her your number.
All right. My telephone number is 980-253-0949.
Would you say it again, Jerry? Jerry, say it again, please, slow. 980-253-0949.
I actually have the number in
front of
me.
Did you get that, KJ?
Okay, so I can refer people to you?
Certainly.
Okay, M-U-N-D-E-N is
yes,
your last name?
Yes. I'll give you his email, Kelly, okay, when we're off the air.
Okay,
later.
Great. Thank you.
I know y'all are in Florida. I'll be at the NFB convention in Florida later in July. If anybody is coming to that, have them look me up, and I'd love to say hello.
Oh, that'd be nice.
And Lynn, are you going to put Jerry Munden on our website?
Sure.
Yeah. Put Jerry. Lynn will put Jerry Munden. Munden.
I think I already did. I can't remember.
Phone number, all his information on our website.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Kelly.
Thanks for calling in, Kelly.
Okay, thank
Kelly.
You. Okay. Jerry, happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Same to you.
And Jerry, I have one thing that I could add to that. Could they possibly, you could look into that they could help finance? See, that's where the problem is. People, if they could have a payment plan, then they can afford it too. So,
well, those are good questions. To be honest, I haven't asked that of the sponsor, but I can find out.
If you have Medicare, it comes already with it.
Right.
Medicare, you get it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, if they could have a payment plan, it would surely be a big help.
Michael, do you have any other questions?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Why don't you give your website, Jerry, and how to reach you again?
The website is being created. It should be up within the next week or two.
Okay.
My direct phone number is 980-253-0949.
Okay, and Jerry, when you
or
get...
people can
yes.
send me an email
at
Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, M-U-N-D-E-N, at carolina.rr.com.
Or just our website, it'll say it all there.
Jerry, as soon as you get the new URL, just send it to me and I'll put the link on the website, our website.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Then I'll put it right on your website.
Well, thank you for
calling
and happy Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day.
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome,
thank
Jerry. You, take care. Bye-bye.
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 Okay, are you ready for this, folks?
Yeah, what you got going?
Okay. Hey, Chris.
What are we doing?
Get air.
What's a cooking?
Chris.
Yes, sir. I'm over here working hard for
you. Okay, now here's what I want. I'm going to do a trivia, but I want you to do it. I want you to do it. Here's the trivia question.
Why don't you let him ask the question?
Chris.
Chris is going to ask the question. All
right. Ask the question.
Question is, you ready for it?
We're ready.
All right. Question is,
Will I? Oh, no, not that question. Okay.
No.
The question is, at the beginning of the show, we had a dialogue about my daughter coming into the world.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The question is, what did we state her name was?
So what's your baby's name, right?
That's it. What's my baby name? It sounds funny when I say it like that.
Okay, what's your baby's name?
What's your baby's name?
What's your baby's name? Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
407-894-1680. Do they win a prize?
Yes.
All right, well, get your fingers
to the
walk-in.
Got a $10 gift card from somewhere. 407-894-1680. You're going to get a $10 gift card. What is Chris Shaw's baby's name, the one he just had last week? Well, he didn't have it. His wife had it.
That's what he said.
It's his daughter. Funny. But what's her name?
Oh, my goodness.
I want the correct name.
There's somebody calling in already, I think.
I want the correct name. What's her name?
It's not an easy name to remember.
407-894-1680. What's his baby's name?
All right.
Oh, here we go.
There we go.
Oh, you were just talking about him.
Uh-oh.
Who? What's the baby's name?
Oh, he's got another caller, too. He's lining them up.
Well, I tell you, the people have been listening because they know the name, I guess.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. Nope, not yet.
God bless you, Lynn. Michael.
Hello, who is it?
Who is this?
God bless you, Michael and Miss Lynn.
Hello.
Who is it? I think I recognize the voice.
Yeah,
It's Brother
Theo. This is Brother Theo.
Hey, Brother Theo.
Where are you calling? Where are you calling from?
I think my birthday was on the same day you are, the 15th.
I'm June the 15th, yes.
That's my birthday, too.
How do you like that? Another Gemini.
Happy birthday.
What city are you calling from?
Orlando, Florida.
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. Yeah, Orlando.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
So what's the question? Do you know the question? You know the answer.
Yes. Chris Shaw's baby name is Zamaria Lee, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
You got it, buddy.
I want to get right on it.
To Chris Shaw.
Okay. Well,
how did he know Lee? We didn't say that on the air, though.
Yeah, we did. Yes, we did. Because I asked.
Yeah, we did.
God is good.
All right, I want a $10 gift card.
God is good. God bless you. Happy Father's Day, Michael.
So you're from. Wishing you Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. You're from Orlando. We're giving you a $10 gift
card. He's giving it to Chris. He's giving it to Chris.
Oh, giving it to Chris. Okay.
He always gives it to Chris.
Thank you, Brother Theo.
Okay.
Thank you. We have another caller.
All right, now I got a question.
No, I have a caller.
Oh, another caller. Okay.
Wants to say hello, and it's your girlfriend, so behave.
Uh-oh. Okay.
It's Betty from Palmyra, New Jersey.
Betty.
Oh, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
Hello, Michael. How are you?
How you doing?
Betty.
I want to thank you so much for your calling in and your card and singing me happy birthday. I want to thank you so much.
You're welcome. But anyhow, I did know that it was Zamaria Lee, and what a beautiful name.
Aww.
I love little ones, you know.
They're just so cute.
And I wanted to tell you also, just because you're blind, don't let that stand in the way of being busy. Keep your mind busy. Keep your body busy. Keep doing things that are a plus, you know. Just keep busy.
All right, I got a question for you. We didn't say where Betty was from.
Yes, we did.
Did you? I didn't hear it.
I did. Palmyra, New Jersey.
Yep. Okay, I didn't hear you.
And Betty is a busy cup of tea.
Yes, she is.
We haven't heard from Betty in a while.
Oh, yes, we have.
Have we?
Well, I want to thank you calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
What did you and Paul do today? Did you do anything
special? Did you go to a diner?
Yeah, we do. We go to 130 diner.
There you go.
We're so jealous.
Yeah, we're jealous.
All right, dear. Well, we'll talk. And have a happy Father's Day and happy birthday and everything rolled into one.
Okay, thank you. Talk to you soon.
All right, I got another trivia. Hi, Lynn.
See you later.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, I got another trivia. Here's a trivia my wife doesn't know about.
What about my trivia here?
That's afterwards.
Oh, okay. Thanks a lot.
That's a song. This is a question. Are you ready for the question? But this could only be answered from people in Ocoee or Orlando.
Oh.
Ocoee or Orlando only. Tom Sheldon's here.
Yeah,
we're talking about what's the name of his lab?
The plot thickens. I get it.
What's the name of his lab? I want to know. Here's the question. Here's the trivia.
Clever, Michael.
What's the name of Tom Sheldon's lab in Ocoee? You can only answer it if you are in Ocoee. So if you're listening in Ocoee or Orlando.
What about Orlando?
I'm saying Orlando and Ocoee. Yeah. If you're around here, what's the name of his company? We said it many times. If you're listening to Tom Sheldon, what's the name of his lab? Okay? I want to see if anybody was listening to
Wednesday.
Why don't you
give him the number to call in case
407-894-1680. I want to know if anybody was listening, what's the name of his lab? 407-894-1680.
Oh, we have another caller. Thank you. I didn't get the sign language there.
All right. So who's on the line?
We have our friend Sherry Brunn from Orlando. Hey,
Sherry Brunn from Orlando.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Welcome back from California.
Yeah, I'm back.
You're
back. Yes, I am.
They're so cute. That little video of them talking to each other there, that was adorable. Or was a picture?
They're just precious.
They are.
But I called to wish you guys Happy Father's Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Yes, and congratulations on your daughter getting married.
That's always cool. Yes, it is. Yes, thank you.
Yes. But I just called to say hi and to tell you my flight got canceled last Sunday night and postponed till Monday. And I think I'm the only one on the plane who was glad my flight was canceled because I got to spend some more time with them.
Well, that's funny.
You heard about it and knocked the show off the air with all that lightning and all.
Anyway,
thanks for calling in, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
And safe.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Bye-bye,
Sherry.
That's Sherry Brunn from calling in from Orlando. So do we have anybody in the trivia? I just gave a trivia question. The question was, we have Tom Sheldon as a guest.
We do have somebody from Orlando.
Or
it's actually College Park. We have Kelly from Orlando.
Huh?
Kelly.
KJ.
Didn't she just win recently?
I thought she did, but
she just won. I think she just won the last couple of weeks. She can't answer again.
Yeah.
I can't answer? Okay.
No, you can't answer because
it's every 3 weeks.
Every 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank you for calling.
There must be other
I know you know the answer
there.
Anyway, though.
Yeah.
But you can still stop by and visit.
Yeah, you can still stop by if you need lab work.
Funny. Give somebody a chance. So.
If you need lab work, don't make a difference if you're from Ocoee or from Orlando or College Park. You can still use his lab. Not that far away from you. So, does anybody know the name?
Not yet. While we're waiting, I have a little quote that
I found. 407-894-1680.
I actually put this on Facebook, and I just thought it was really neat. It's a quote about fathers by Umberto Eco, and I thought to myself, who is Umberto Eco? So I looked it up, and he was a famous Italian novelist, literary critic, philosopher, semiotician, which I'm not sure what that is, and university professor. So here's the quote. I believe that what we become depends on what our fathers teach us at odd moments when they aren't trying to teach us. We are formed by the little scraps of wisdom. Umberto Eco. And I like that. I really did. It's the little things that you did with your father when they weren't really actually teaching you, but you remember and you learn from them. And I could really relate to that.
So does anybody else know? AJ thought she knew.
KJ.
What's AJ?
K.
Okay, KJ, I'm sorry.
Allie, her name is Kelly.
Kelly. Well, that's why I know. Kelly
Gary,
James.
Gary, what are we going to do with
I know her name is Kelly James.
You're fired.
All in
I know her name is Kelly James.
She's been
KJ.
With us all
now
these
I just remember
years,
KJ.
Too.
KJ.
Right.
I know her name is
he's
Kelly James.
Got another caller. So
okay.
Anyway.
Well,
and then we're going to do my trivia, or I'm going home now.
KJ, I'm sorry. But I know her name is Kelly James.
Right. Sorry, Kelly. We have,
get me on the line.
Have to give other people a
can't
chance.
Teach dog, old dogs new all tricks.
Right.
Huh?
Okay, I think we got somebody that wants to get in on this trivia.
Okay,
all
who
right.
is it?
All right, right here, right around the corner, right up the road, right here in Ocoee, Florida, we have Todd McClain. How you doing, Todd?
Doing good. Did I do it right?
Todd.
New caller?
Yep.
He called in a couple of weeks ago.
Todd. Oh, jeez.
Todd, how you doing?
I thought you said McClain. So it's my mom.
Oh, did I say the last name wrong?
Yeah, you said the last name wrong. You're like me now. Now you're getting like me. Oh, don't get like
gentlemen,
me. You do.
Gentlemen.
Wait till you get my age.
So, Todd, are you there?
I'm here.
You're from Ocoee. So
what's the answer?
He
is from Ocoee.
Any lab work now.
Close enough. It's any lab test now. Any lab test now.
Oops, yeah.
Close enough. You just want
to. Is that okay? Wait, that let's okay? ask the judge.
Is that the judge?
Is that okay, Tom?
Oh, we'll give it to him.
Okay.
Do,
there we go.
All that
okay.
stuff there.
Well, now you know where to go for good lab work. So it's any lab test now.
And tell him where it is. You know where it is?
It's on Good Homes Road.
Oh, my God.
Right.
He really was listening from Ocoee.
Yeah. So what's he win, Michael?
Yeah, what's he win?
He just won a $10 gift card from 2J's.
Oh, 2J's. You're going out to dinner.
Black and white cookies.
All righty.
Going out to dinner.
I like 2J's.
All 2J's,
right. $10 gift card from 2J's.
That's great. Well,
congratulations.
Thanks for calling in, Todd.
Yep. Thanks for calling.
I'll see you guys next week.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Okay, stay well. Thank you.
My turn.
All right.
my trivia. Oh, okay. No. Yeah, we're running out of time. Can we play the third trivia, Chris?
Now it's a song. Okay. 407-894-1680. Let's go now to song.
Let's play a little bit of this song. I like this song.
Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing?
A child arrived just the other day. Came to the world in the usual way. But there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon, when you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. Coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then.
Tell you something about that song after somebody guesses it.
Okay.
I never knew.
You're listening to Blind and Beyond. Our phones were all lit up. We've had a few callers now. So, callers, don't hang up. I'd like to talk to a few of the callers that called up. First one.
Let Chris introduce.
Yeah, first one was who? Who was the first one that called? I can't hear you.
Sherry Brun.
Sherry Brun from Orlando, Florida, right? Sherry Brun from Orlando. Sherry Brun, you there?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
So who do you think is singing? Who do you think's doing it?
It's Cats in the Cradle, and it's by Harry Chapin.
You're correct.
You're correct.
All right. All right.
That was
you just won a $10 gift card from 2J's.
Sherry, you know,
right.
I learned about that song, besides the fact that it was 1974, that his wife wrote the lyrics in a poem as a little zap to him because he wasn't around when the baby was born.
Oh, wow.
And that's really
fascinating.
Yeah. And he wasn't around much because he was always on the road doing gigs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
okay,
that was interesting.
Okay. Well, thank you, you guys.
You're welcome.
Hey, Sherry. Okay. Sherry, I got one
all
for
right.
you. Sherry, you still there?
Yes, I am.
This is Gary. I had something I saw a few weeks back on the news, and I was thinking, you're twins. This is actually true, that they were taking ultrasounds or whatever, they take a picture. They caught these two twins actually kissing each other.
Aww. Oh, that's
sweet. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Well, these guys seem to be always face to butt. Isn't that
That's cute. All right, we got to go.
Wait. I want to talk to Kevin.
That's
calling
right.
From,
thanks, bye-bye. Sherry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care. Sherry. I want to talk to Kevin. Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Right.
Kevin,
right.
Are you there?
Hey, Kevin.
Yes, I'm here. Evening, Lynn, Michael.
Good evening.
How you doing, Kevin? How you doing?
Howdy doody.
So did you call for trivia?
Yes, I did.
Aww. Someone just got it. I'm sorry. You have to call in sooner.
Did you have the right answer?
Yeah, I know.
Did you know who it was?
Yes, I did.
Good song, isn't it?
Yep, yep.
I love it. So what did you do today, Kevin?
Oh, just cleaned a little.
Well, that's what I did. So we both did the same thing. That's good.
Well, got thanks for calling.
Done. Thanks yep. for calling.
Keep on listening.
Keep on listening. Spread the word.
Yep. Yes,
keep
good on show listening. Tonight.
Thank you.
See you later.
Thank you.
Bye.
So that's a story.
All right.
All right, folks. So now you know where to go for lab work in Ocoee. There's only one place to go in Ocoee, and that's the Any Lab Test Now. Did I say it right?
You did.
Good.
Spot on.
Any.
Good. And don't forget, when you go there, don't forget to say you heard on the radio to get $15 off. And at the same time, you don't need insurance, not expensive. And the best thing for me, as far as I'm concerned, you don't have to wait long. You're in and out in 15 minutes. And the second thing I like about it, you don't have to worry about it. It's not crowded. It's only a few people there, if any. In and out.
See
not to interrupt, we have another caller.
We have another caller. Who's calling in?
All the way from Clayton, Ohio.
Clayton, Ohio.
That's right.
Clayton, you know who this is?
Who is it?
I bet that's Shirley.
Yeah, Shirley.
That's right. You're absolutely right.
You got it.
I know my listeners.
Me too.
You know, it's really funny because I really wanted to call you about that Any Lab Test Now thing.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny because you said they had to be from Orlando or Ocoee, so I didn't know if you were giving a certificate away for a lab test, and I thought, well, I'm part-time from Orlando. They might let me qualify.
Yeah,
and here I missed a 2J's coupon. I'm really disappointed.
And I know you like 2J's.
So when you are in Orlando, you can go to any lab test now in Ocoee.
Yeah, I knew the answer to that one.
Well, you're a good listener.
Knew the answer to the Harry Chapin one. And I knew the answer to the Stevie Wonder one, but I couldn't get in. I kept getting on that one every time I called in. It kept saying, your call cannot go through. Aww. So you must have been getting a lot of calls.
Yeah, we're getting a lot. Yeah.
That's good. Sorry. We need to get more lines here soon.
So what'd you guys do today?
Well, we were in Columbus, Ohio for a reunion for the weekend. The School for the Blind I went to has a reunion every year in the summer. They used to do it every other year, and now I guess they're doing sort of an every year thing. Every other year they do a business meeting and stuff, and every other year they just do social.
Mm-hmm. What's the name of the school? What's the name of the school?
The Ohio State School for the Blind.
Okay.
So I went there part of the time. I didn't start there and I didn't finish there, but I went there part of the time. So we went up there, and it was just a lot of fun visiting with people, you know, that I knew from before, and a couple of our friends that we, you know, get to see on a fairly regular basis.
Did you tell them about our show?
And we also got to spend some time with part of my family Friday evening. We went over to my brother's house.
Very nice.
For a couple hours.
What did
so
you
we
say
had a nice weekend.
Very nice. I said, did you tell them about the show? That's what I said.
Oh, well, I didn't actually. I probably should have, but I didn't. But I did the ACB chapter there one time. I did send out one of the notices about it to the Columbus ACB chapter. I forwarded one of the notices.
Well, thank you very
much. But I thought, you know, maybe I'll forward some more notices about that, and you might get some more people listening.
That would be great. We would appreciate that.
Get the word out.
Yeah, if that'd be okay with you guys,
I
might do that.
You can write to anybody you like. We would absolutely appreciate that.
No matter what
country.
More
the merrier. Great.
If you know somebody in another country, too, go ahead.
Yeah.
What was that?
If you know somebody in another country, tell them to call us.
Oh, sure, Gary.
Hey, we got Australia calling.
We
come
do.
On.
England, Australia, Brazil, Jamaica, Canada.
Yeah.
Jamaica?
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You guys do a fantastic job, and it's good to see that you're still keeping this going and everything and you know, you're getting more advertisers and all that, so that's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Shirley. Thanks for being out there and say hi to Lynn.
Yep, say hello.
Thank you.
All
right.
Thanks.
All right.
Stay well.
Thank you very much. You guys take it easy. We'll look forward to seeing you again in a few months.
Okay.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
I hear a break.
We're going to break.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Bum, 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 bum
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. To receive your free bracelet, that's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Two J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try Two J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2js.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
Are you about to retire or recently retired? Well, if so, there are many options available to you for your retirement funding, including Social Security, and your plan from your employer. There can be a vast difference in your lifestyle depending on how these items are arranged.
I'm Certified Financial Planner and CPA Bernie Kiesel. I know everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Together, you and I can build a custom plan to get you on the right retirement track. For a no-cost review of your situation, call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040.
If you are close to retirement or retired, the time to act is now. To put three decades of financial planning experience to work for you, call Bernie at 407-677-1040 or visit OrlandoPlanner.net.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, the show that's catered to the visually impaired and the blind community and the sighted community. We say we are the bridge between the sighted and the blind. We want everyone listening to our show, absolutely, because it's your show. That's right. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show catered for you, our listening audience. And this show, we thank. What are you saying? What are you saying,
girl? We have a busy show tonight, really fast. Yeah.
And this is your host, Michael, and that's my wife, Lynn, in the background talking to me.
That's right.
Yes. And behind the scenes, don't forget Chris Shaw. And Chris Shaw just had a baby.
No, his wife had the baby.
Well, the wife had the baby, but it's his baby.
I wouldn't have survived. I wouldn't have survived having no baby.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here today.
Yeah,
and,
thanks, Chris, and congratulations. And
Gary Sinclair,
absolutely.
We thank you for being here today.
And in case I miss, I don't know if I got a chance to tell each and every last one of you gentlemen, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you. And Tom Sheldon,
it's been a pleasure.
You so much for being here.
And I got a way to remember his business name.
Yeah, what
you
is
think
it?
To yourself, go, What lab test? What lab test? Any lab test.
Now. Any lab test.
Now.
In a COWI. It's got to be a COWI to get the $15 off. A COWI
flower. See, Tom, you thought you were coming for 15 minutes and you loved it so much.
It's a COWI flower.
I know. It's been a blast.
COWI, Florida. That's the place.
So next week we're going to have a guest host and we're going to have Todd LaFlamme. And you never know who else is. Oh, and Anthony is calling in from Choice Mutual, I believe.
Yes, and what about maybe?
Hopefully he will be.
Well, tell him maybe he's listening.
LC, if you're listening, you don't know it yet.
LC, we're trying to get you.
We're trying to get a hold of you. Yoo-hoo. Anyway, that's the show.
Because LC and us, we have a thing, right? LC, we have to tell it on the air what is our thing, because we go back before.
That's a story for next week.
Yeah, it goes back before I was blind.
So
yeah.
y'all go back like diapers and pacifiers.
No,
we go back to the garment industry.
The garment industry, yes.
Yep.
Close enough.
Well, happy Father's Day to everybody in this room and everybody out there in the beyond of Blind and Beyond.
Yes, beyond.
Audience.
Beyond
Orlando.
Imagination.
Yes. Yeah, it was a great show, guys.
Chris Shaw,
thank you
very much.
Thank you. I appreciate each and every last one of you.
God bless you all.
God bless.
Take care.
Thank
See you next
you.
Week.
We
Talk
love
to
you.
All. Stay
Be
well.
Safe.
Stay well.
We're moving.